It happened on Monday evening, January 29th, 1996. Shortly before 9 o'clock, Archimede Zeguso sat down at the dinner table and unfolded his napkin. Before joining him, his wife went into the living room to lower the curtains, which was her long-standing evening ritual. Signora Zeguso knew very well that no one could see in through the windows, but it was her way of enfolding her family in a domestic embrace. The Zeguzos lived on the third floor of Cacapello, a 16th-century house in the heart of Venice. A narrow canal wrapped around two sides of the building before flowing into the Grand Canal a short distance away. Signor Zeguzo waited patiently at the table. He was 86, tall, thin, his posture still erect. A fringe of wispy white hair and flaring eyebrows gave him the look of a kindly sorcerer, full of wonder and surprise. He had an animated face and sparkling eyes that captivated everyone who met him. If you happened to be in his presence for any length of time, however, your eye would eventually be drawn to his hands. They were large, muscular hands, the hands of an artisan whose work demanded physical strength. For 75 years, Signor Zeguzo had stood in front of a blazing hot glassworks furnace, 10, 12, 18 hours a day, holding a heavy steel pipe in his hands, turning it to prevent the dollop of molten glass at the other end from drooping to one side or the other, pausing to blow into it to inflate the glass, then laying it across his workbench, still turning it with his left hand while, with a pair of tongs in his right hand, pulling, pinching, and coaxing the glass into the shape of graceful vases, bowls, and goblets. After all those years of turning the steel pipe hour after hour, Signor Zeguzo's left hand had molded itself around the pipe until it became permanently cupped, as if the pipe were always in it. His cupped hand was the proud mark of his craft, and this was why the artist who painted his portrait some years ago had taken particular care to show the curve in his left hand. Men in the Zeguzo family had been glassmakers since the 14th century. Archimede was the 21st generation and one of the greatest of them all. He could sculpt heavy pieces out of solid glass and blow vases so thin and fragile they could barely be touched. He was the first glassmaker ever to see his work honored with an exhibition in the Doge's palace in St. Mark's Square. Tiffany sold his pieces in its Fifth Avenue store. Archimede Zeguzo had been making glass since the age of 11, and by the time he was 20, he had earned the nickname Mago del Fuoco, Wizard of Fire. He no longer had the stamina to stand in front of a hot and howling furnace 18 hours a day, but he worked every day nonetheless, and with undiminished pleasure. On this particular day, in fact, he had risen at his usual hour of 4:30 a.m., convinced, as always, that the pieces he was about to make would be more beautiful than any he had ever made before. In the living room, Signora Zeguzo paused to look out the window before lowering the curtain. She noticed that the air had become hazy, and she mused aloud that a winter fog had set in. In response, Signor Zeguzo remarked from the other room that it must have come in very quickly, because he had seen the quarter moon in a clear sky only a few minutes before. The living room window looked across a small canal at the back of the Fenice Opera House, 30 feet away. Rising above it, in the distance some 100 yards away, the theater's grand entrance wing appeared to be shrouded in mist. Just as she started to lower the curtain, Signora Zeguzo saw a flash. She thought it was lightning. Then she saw another flash, and this time she knew it was fire. "Papa," she cried out, "the Fenice is on fire!" Signor Zeguzo came quickly to the window. More flames licked at the front of the theater, illuminating what Signora Zeguzo had thought was mist, but had in fact been smoke. She rushed to the telephone and dialed 115 for the fire brigade. Signor Seguso went into his bedroom and stood at the corner window, which was even closer to the Fenice than the living room window.